Hello, today is the 21st of June 2024. Today is summer solstice here in the southeast area of the U.S. The temperatures here in this part of the state of Georgia have been sweltering, have been extremely hot the last couple of weeks. We have had zero rain here in this specific area around the center of the state. But it is around right now 36 degrees Celsius, holding steady at 36 degrees since about a couple hours back. It has been hovering around the 30s during the day for weeks now, a couple of weeks at least. And this week, and we're approaching the weekend now, but this weekend and going into next week, the heat is expected to keep either the same, hold steady, or increase by a degree or so. And the situation is quite intense right now with the heat. The situation is quite, I would say, unfortunate, because the world is pretty much engaging in a sort of self-destruction with the trends of just about every metric that you can think of. Energy use, use of fossil fuels, dirty energy sources, etc. The amount of pollution we're putting into the air, the ground, the water, the amount of trash and waste that we are producing, not only through buying stuff, through consuming, but also through the machines we operate. An overwhelming amount of vehicles are still ICE, or internal combustion engine, producing all kinds of exhaust, toxic, noxious, and polluting gases, releasing all those into the atmosphere. And I won't have to close my windows here because of all these loud, noxious, and annoying ICEs all around me. Again, the very minority of vehicles are electric, and the trend seems to be on the decline when it comes to electric vehicle ownership. Yes, the ownership is increasing in a general sense, but as compared with several of the last years, it is declining. So the growth is basically not as large as it was a year, 2 years ago. The growth is on the decline. However, there is still a growth, and the waste, the onslaught continues with stupidity, ignorance, arrogance all over the place. If you can hear the background here, these loud, obnoxious, and polluting vehicles with V8 engines in them, gasoline, diesel, all kinds of race type vehicles and pickup trucks all around, these giant pickup trucks that get perhaps 10 to 12 miles per gallon, are quite popular here in this part of the country. This part of the country, again, is among the most backward and ignorant areas of the nation, to my belief and estimation. And I've held that belief for some time, if you can tell by just listening to my rhetoric and videos and audio chats for the past decade or so. Again, the heat is undeniably unnatural. It's undeniably out of place, especially when sustained for weeks on end. I believe, this is my estimation, that this year is on track to be among the hottest. As for the looks of it, the hurricane season is, I believe, just getting started. Days ago, if I'm not mistaken, the middle of June is usually when it starts. So we haven't seen too many storms, hardly any storms around this area, but that doesn't mean that they're not occurring. South Florida, I believe, had a pretty long period of flooding. So has Texas, not sure which part of Texas. And I'm sure many other areas in the U.S. and around the world have experienced no less than catastrophes. They should be labeled as. And I heard on a recent report just a few days ago, maybe less than that, India and I believe another nation, but India in particular, many cities in India are experiencing a sweltering and extremely high temperature, some of them exceeding 39, 40 degrees Celsius. And this is not a fluke of a couple of hours per day. This is something that is being sustained for long, long hours throughout the day and at times even into the night. This is not the first year this has occurred. This has occurred too many times, I would think, in the last decade or so. So since 2015, I believe, I've researched and found out that we've had the hottest years on record. That means that we have not experienced in the history of humanity this type of heat. And that says something. It should say something. It should state something very clear that we're not living in normal times. We are living in times of global warming. We're living in times of global climate change that is too fast, too rapid, and too aggressive to explain away with natural sources, causes, etc. This is not something that I'm saying or a lot of people are saying or that is just popular belief. No, this is something coming from over 90%, if not 95% of the world's expert opinion, scientists and scholars. If not them, then who should we believe? Who should we follow and listen to when it comes to anything? If you don't value truth, evidence, empirical evidence, studies, if you don't value science, if you don't value expertise, if you don't value studies of certain subjects or all subjects by experts and individuals that dedicate their lives to the study, then I'm sorry to say that you don't really matter when it comes to opinions, when it comes to what you have to say. Your opinion and say really shouldn't make a difference, shouldn't be relevant. So I'm sorry to say that your voice should be irrelevant in those subjects that you basically deny and don't look at those factors, those opinions from those experts. Because if not them, then who can we trust? So if you value, again, truth, science, study, hard work, and empirical, clear, undeniable evidence, then those are the people that we should listen to and hold their opinion as most valuable. That's what many of us, I would say most of us, have done. It's just that, I guess, most of the people that follow that and value that are not around here. There are very few, to my experience, to my estimation, very few of those people that value those things here in the Middle Georgia area. Maybe a bit more concentrated in other areas of the states and surely in many other areas of the country, but not around here. So that's all I wanted to say about the weather, heats, the very clear conditions that we find ourselves in this summer and the winter that passed. It doesn't only pertain to summers, winters, springs, whatever. It is the entire time, entire period of a year that we experience irregular, unnatural weather.